Well, hello. Thank you for tuning in. Today is February 23rd, 2015. I'm your host, Danny Sickens. You're listening to Transparency. Transparency is a podcast from the Aim High Foundation and Aim High Academy of Martial Arts. This is our effort to bring transparency into not only our organization, but the martial art industry as a whole, and add some new layers to the nonprofit model. Well, in today's episode, we're going to go to a video that we recorded with me interviewing Kelly Benedict. Kelly sits on our fundraising committee. She's been a massive support here for us as an organization. Kelly works at Intel. Now, even though we're talking Intel during this interview, I want you to think that it doesn't have to be necessarily Intel. It could be your organization. Perhaps your company matches. Perhaps your company offers volunteer opportunities for you outside of work, or wants to sponsor in certain different events, like our upcoming Monte Carlo in April. Please give it a listen. Give me some feedback. Let me know what your thoughts are. And if you are interested in connecting either you or your company with Aim High, please reach out to me, dan at aimhighma.org. Or 503-640-8628. Heck, even let me know on Twitter. Our Twitter account is AimHighMA. All right, well, thank you for tuning in, and we're going to go over to that interview right now with me and Kelly.
Hi, Danny Sickens here, Executive Director for the Aim High Foundation and Aim High Academy of Martial Arts. I'm sitting here with my buddy, Kelly Benedict. Hi,
hello.
Kelly.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome, thank you. Thank you for coming out. We were talking just the other week in our fundraising committee, which you are a part of.
Yes, sir.
And we were talking about different ways that you can get involved in the Aim High community, not just in volunteering, but also in different ways of being able to support some of the fundraisers that we have, like by working at Intel.
Yep.
Kelly, you work at Intel, is that correct?
That's correct.
And what we were discussing is how the last couple of years have gone to support our scholarship program, our community enrichment, working with adults and children with developmental disabilities, and our at-risk youth initiatives. So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about the Intel program. How can an Intel employee benefit a charity such as Aim High?
Intel's program for volunteering is really unique and really neat in the fact that for every hour that you volunteer for a program like a school, for Aim High, for every hour you volunteer, they donate $10 for your time. You have to put 10 hours as a whole group, Intel group, towards like Aim High. So the first 10 hours is on us as a whole, as Intel. After that, starting from the 11th hour, every hour that you donate or people donate that are from Intel, $10 gets donated to the studio. So as a whole, that's a lot of money. That's a great way for the studio to be able to get additional funds for us here. I mean, that's extra money for equipment and scholarships and everything else.
Oh, absolutely. So we have worked extremely hard over the last decade to be able to build Aim High as a martial arts school up to be the funding vessel to cover all the administrative costs.
Yeah.
So when we get money in through Intel, 100% of that dollar goes towards our community projects. Students who are here because of scholarship or tuition aid, who normally wouldn't otherwise be here, and that are benefiting from the services that we have, just as a martial arts school.
That's right.
Not to mention the stuff that we do out in the community.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about some of the upcoming fundraisers that we have. Where are some opportunities that anybody can jump in to help volunteer, and the Intel employees who are logging their hours?
That's right.
What do we have coming up?
In March, we're going to have our Aim High Classic tournament.
Well, that's a tournament. This is going to be our third year in a row.
Yes.
I think Miss Samantha got proposed to last year at
that
the tournament.
Is that right? That's right. So we're going to need help with some setup. We're going to need help during the tournament. We're going to need help tearing down and cleanup. So there's a lot of volunteer requests and needs for the tournament.
Right.
And then in April, we're going to have our second annual Monte Carlo night.
Oh, that's exciting.
And Monte Carlo is super exciting. We're going to be pairing up with our friends, the Edwards Center.
At the Loa Community Center.
That's correct.
They have a really, really cool thing going out there.
So we're going to need some volunteers for that as well, I do believe. So we have opportunities there.
It's a silent auction too, isn't it?
That's correct. And we'll have lots of wonderful prizes. And everybody, you'll want to be there. We have great, great prizes you will not want to miss. So we'll just get that out there for you. And then our new and upcoming event that we will have more information coming out later on is going to be our new and exciting Aim High Showcase. Everybody's going to be showing
there?
Off their talents. It'll be kind of like an Aim High talent show, where everybody here is going to be able to show off their talents and their extremes, whether it be tricking or sticks or kicks or what have you. It's a way for everybody to just go and show off all of their unique skills that they've learned while being a part of Aim High.
That sounds so fun. I'm excited to see that.
It's going to be exciting. And I'm sure that we will need a lot of volunteer help for that as well.
So, Kelly, you know, that's a really good point about looking for opportunities to volunteer. What I think that we can do is I'm going to work with Ron, and we're going to get a list up at the front desk. So if there's anybody who's here while their child or their spouse are in classes, they can just simply go up to the front desk and say, hey, do you have a list of stuff that I could do? And they'll be able to take from that list some volunteer opportunities. So that way, they're not just sitting around. They're doing good for the school, and they're helping out.
I think that's a great idea.
So if somebody wanted to help volunteer, or if they had a question on how to log hours for the at Intel, are you available to help answer those questions?
Absolutely.
How would somebody get information about that?
If you go on to Circuit, you can get information there. Okay. You just type in volunteer, or you go under My Workplace, My Life and Career, and there's an option there for volunteer as well. It's pretty easy. You just type in volunteering, and then you select your particular group that you want to volunteer your hours for. For me, I choose Aim High.
Thank you.
Of course. You'll select education, and then other. You put in the event that you're choosing to volunteer for at the time. So, example, for me last week, I put in project fundraiser, board meeting, and put in an example comment as of what all you're doing there. You put in the date. You put in the time that you volunteered, an hour and a half. You accept the terms and conditions, hit submit, and you're good. Then after that, every other board meeting that I have for the entire rest of the year, all I have to do is go in and hit clone, and then I just adjust what we discussed, adjust the date, and we're good. I don't have to put in all the rest of the information, so it's easy peasy.
We are so thankful for everything that you've done to help us get to this far, the projects that are in the planning and the works for this year, and for Intel employees as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't be able to do what we're able to do if it wasn't for support by our sponsors like Intel and by the team. The people really are what help us out.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anybody out there looking to help volunteer for any of these projects, if you have any questions about this video or you just want to get more information on what's coming up, feel free to send me an email. I'm dan@aimhighma.org. Give us a call here at the school, 503-640-8628. Check us out online at aimhighma.org or on our Facebook page, aimhighma. And we look forward to seeing you around the school. And Kelly, thank you so much for coming out and being a part of us.
Thank you.